As borrowing costs rise, so does the urgency for Europe to fix its debt problems.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. President Obama today hosts some top EU officials at the White House. He is obviously concerned about what the European debt crisis could do to the American economy. And there are a few big tests this week when it comes to the health of the Eurozone. In the form of bond sales for France and Belgium and Italy that's had problems in the past. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports now from London.
Debt lies at the heart of the Eurozone crisis. First, Greece was the problem. Investors began fretting about whether the Greeks would be able to pay back their debts. And then a more worrying question, what if other nations that use the euro, Portugal, Ireland, Italy, Spain, what if they got into trouble too? Fear of default spread through the market. Investors shied away from these countries. Last week, the ultimate shock. Germany failed to borrow all the money it wanted. Steve Barrow of Standard Bank says everyone will be watching this week's events closely.
And if we were to see, for instance, similar results in Italy or Spain or France this week, then I think this crisis would escalate still further.
And the eventual endgame could be messy, with several governments defaulting and the euro itself disintegrating. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Well, one plan European leaders have talked about to contain the crisis, try and keep it from spreading, is something called ring fencing. Quarantining those countries with the worst debt problems. You heard Stephen talk about Greece and Portugal and other countries. In an effort to better explain ring fencing, Marketplace senior producer Patty Hirsch and I travel to one place where ring fencing is nothing new. Oh, man, we're at the zoo. I love the zoo, Patty. And that's a red-handed tamarin.
Yes, it is, Steve. Now, don't try and pet it, please. There's a fence around it for a reason.
Ah, I get it. A ring fence. You're telling me that European nations are like a bunch of wild animals?
No, I'm saying that in a zoo, some animals have to be kept in their own enclosures. And in Europe right now, some countries need to be kept separate from the rest of the pack. And the idea is to do that with a ring fence.
To stop their problems from getting out and hurting the rest of us, right?
Right, but also so they can get the specific care that they need. I mean, it's like you don't put a tiger in with the gazelles, do you?
No, you do not.
And not just because they might harm each other. A tiger's needs are different to a gazelle's.
And Italy's needs are different to France's.
Exactly. So a ring fence around Italy is going to do two things. It's going to stop its problems infecting anyone else, and it's going to give the Italian government the space it needs to mend the country.
Okay, I get the concept, but how would it work in practice?
All right, let's get one thing straight first. You know, Italy is solvent right now. It is still making money. It does not need a bailout, at least not yet. But if its borrowing costs keep rising, it could go bust.
But how can it bring those borrowing costs down?
Okay, so the borrowing costs are rising because nobody wants to buy Italy's bonds because they're worried it could go bust. And that means that Italy has to pay more and more in interest to buy new bonds. But if someone stepped in, say maybe the European Central Bank, and said, we'll guarantee all of Italy's bonds, then people would be happy to buy them and the cost of borrowing would fall and Italy would be fine again.
All right, so that's the fence going up. How long would that bond guarantee have to stay in place?
Long enough for Italy to make real changes in the way the country runs. All right, the country has to cut its government spending big time. It also has to put reforms in place that are going to allow its companies to become more competitive and productive, and only then will its growth rate rise. And once those reforms kick in and investors believe that Italy can handle its debt, they'll stop treating it like some kind of, I don't know, dangerous animal that's escaped from the zoo.
All right, I get that. But let me ask you this. What zoo animal is Italy?
Well, people say Italy is a kind of a hybrid of Germany and Greece, right, with the industrial north and the sunny south.
Right.
So if Germany's a bear, you know, they like bears up there, and Greece was, say, a sloth.
A sloth? Patty, hey, I'm Greek, man.
Well, I'm sorry, mate. Anyway, somewhere in between those two extremes. So, I don't know, maybe a baboon, you know, flashing its red bottom at everybody, you know.
Marketplace's Patty Hirsch. Patty, thanks.
It's a pleasure, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Hope of Europe finding some kind of solution to its debt crisis is lifting stocks at the moment. European shares are up anywhere between 2 and 4.5%. Asian markets rose today as well. Retail sales rose 16% over last year's big Thanksgiving weekend. That's according to the National Retail Federation. So far, police in Los Angeles have arrested three people as part of the Occupy LA movement. The city wants them to leave their staging grounds downtown so they can clean it up. Wall Street Friday, the Dow lost 25 points to end the week at 11,231.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. and by Thomson Reuters and their expedition to break the Oberlin speed record to the South Pole. You can follow them in real time at expeditiontothesouthpole.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Later this week, the patent will expire for blockbuster cholesterol-reducing drug Lipitor. It's the best-selling drug in history. And as Marketplace's Gregory Warner reports from the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, its parent firm, Pfizer, is trying a new strategy to hang on to those sales.
Drug companies usually squeeze every last sale that they can out of a drug until it goes off patent. And then the generic manufacturers will gradually take over the business.
Most brand name companies, when they lost their patent protection, would essentially walk away from the brand.
Mike McCann writes the online trade publication RPM Report. He says Pfizer can't afford to walk away from the best-selling drug of all time. So the company has partnered with a pharmacy in Michigan to sell Lipitor by mail order at generic prices.
They're going to make it as easy as possible for you to buy brand name Pfizer and not pay any more than you would for a generic drug.
Pfizer is banking on consumers willing to buy drugs online and a lot of Lipitor loyalty. If the strategy works, other drug companies will follow. There are a lot of blockbusters with patents expiring. Next up this spring is Plavix, the country's third best-selling drug. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
Finally this morning, it's not easy these days finding co-workers who are respectful at the office. California staffing company Robert Half International's latest survey of hundreds of U.S. office workers lists some of the most egregious breaches of etiquette at work, such as throwing papers in a furious fit over a work project. We've seen that before. Or taking a picture of a coworker sleeping on the job and sending it to the boss. Ouch. And the etiquette breach I have the biggest personal beef with? Stealing someone's lunch out of the company fridge. I mean, come on. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
We know a lot of iPods and iWhatevers are made in China, but we don't know where those factories actually are.
If they don't want to let the public know who their suppliers are, they should at least require the suppliers to disclose their own problems by themselves.
I'm Kai Rizdal, the Apple supply chain, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.